And we've had a lot to talk about today, including the great event being put on by the Hartford Business Journal on September the 14th, as it recognizes 40 outstanding young Hartford professionals at the 20th annual 40 Under 40 Awards at the Connecticut Convention Center. And coming up in the next few minutes, we're going to meet two of those recipients of 40 Under 40, beginning with Lori Dinan-Haber from Metro Hartford Alliance. And Lori, welcome to Front and Center. Lori, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Front and Center.
Thanks so much.
Now, as I understand it, first of all, by the way, congratulations on winning 40 Under 40.
Thank you very much. It's definitely an honor to be in such a group of professional people within Hartford.
Now, you're Director of Investor Events at Metro Hartford Alliance?
I am.
What's involved with that?
Ooh, what isn't? So, essentially, my role is to provide opportunities for the investors for the Metro Hartford Alliance to come together, collaborate, expand their professional networks, and hopefully be able to make some change within the city and the region around us.
Now, I'm thinking along the lines of logistics. How much detail is involved when you do events like these?
You know, the amount of detail is somewhat remarkable. We do events for smaller groups of individuals, and those require almost the same amount of detail as the larger events where we have hundreds of people. And it's everything from securing the venue. We have great partners that we work with within the city, all the way up to deciding the menus, where people are sitting, what happens if X, Y, and Z goes wrong, and always being able to think 50 steps ahead and 50 steps behind to make sure that you forget nothing along the way.
You've produced over 450 events and programs. Is that right?
It is. So it's astronomical to think about for myself. I look at my personal life, and I definitely organize it a little bit different than my professional career. But since coming out of college at University of Hartford, my first career was with Ameriprise Financial doing event planning for the Northeast. So between that and everything that's happened up until this point, it's been over 450.
Was that something you always wanted to do, event planning?
Actually, no. I took a chance, and it was towards the end of my senior year of college, and I didn't know where I wanted to go next, but I know that I love to have fun, and I love to create atmospheres and environments for people to really enjoy themselves. So it was through a fellow classmate and her interest within event planning that really opened my eyes to it.
What's the most difficult part of event planning?
I would say managing everyone's expectations, because success to somebody is defined differently than somebody else views it. So it's getting a grasp of what success means to the key players and ensuring that you're delivering that no matter what.
Are there some common themes when you plan an event, certain things that no matter the event you have to follow through on?
Absolutely. So it's very important to us at the Metro Hartford Alliance to give the recognition and provide these environments for our investors. So it's important at every event that we provide the opportunities, whether it's networking on the front end, if it's sponsor recognition during the event, providing keynotes who give enriching information to our guests. We need to follow through on all of those aspects for each event to make sure that at the end of the day, the investors, who are the most important people to our organization, are happy and satisfied.
What's been the most difficult event you've ever planned?
I think the most difficult event I ever planned was my own wedding. And I say that because it was managing my own expectations and my own views of success. So for me, I like to get to know the people that I work with. I like to get to figure out what makes them tick. And being able to deliver on that is almost a game in a way for me, where I can feel as though the event has been successful if I fulfilled all of those pieces. But for myself, I have the utmost highest expectation, so it was like I was never able to really satisfy myself. So in turn, I think my wedding was definitely the most difficult.
Now, from a professional standpoint, what's been the most difficult event?
I think the most difficult event from a professional.
I think we've lost you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're coming in better now.
Oh, fabulous. I apologize. I'm actually on vacation in the lovely state of Maine, so I guess their cell reception is not as good up here. But I would say professionally, it was the political events the first year that I was with the Alliance, simply because I had to wrap my head around the different parties and all of the elements that went with it. They present a different level of detail that we have to be conscious of. So for me personally, it was getting acclimated with those details.
And obviously, you did it very well, and to be able to produce over 450 events is really quite an accomplishment. Now, because I always like to ask my guests this, I'm big on technology. From a technological standpoint, how has all of our new technology that we have today, from smartphones to not only laptops but tablet computers, etc., how has that been able to assist you, if at all, on your job?
You know, technology has been great. There's a few things that have come out, whether it's anything as simple as an electric name badge machine, so giving that professional feel as people walk into an event, to RFID tags, so showing up at an event essentially wearing a piece of technology that recognizes you as you go through different pieces of an event. A lot of times they're used at music festivals. And the technology that offers, I think, is going to integrate seamlessly into the business community at a certain level within the next few years. But I'm excited to see how wearables are going to change the experience at an event. And then also, too, with all the social media aspect and how much it's really been skyrocketing, watching that bloom and looking at and creating ways for that to really integrate well into the events, I think, is something that's going to continue to grow.
Are there any apps out there, apps that you might be able to download on your smartphone or your computer that's able to help you do your work?
You know, I am going to admit something. I'm sure there are, but I actually take, in my opinion, an old school approach to my work. So when I'm on site at an event, everything for me is paper. We do electronic-based registration, et cetera. But for me, with all of the details, I need to know that I can have something at the tip of my fingers as soon as I need it. So I still work off of paper.
Now, does that make you unusual among your contemporaries, or do many of your contemporaries actually use paper over the electronic gadgets we have?
You know, it's interesting. We had this conversation at the Alliance the other day, and we find that a few of us, I would say about 60%, are using paper, whether it's paper calendars or paper on site. I think that we're still probably in a lower percentage of those within our age range, but I think that there's going to be a strong movement back to analog versions, I would say maybe in the next 2 years. I just have a hunch that we might go back a little bit.
That is phenomenal, because here I am, an old geezer, a baby boomer, and I live and die by my electronics, and I do everything possible not to have to use paper. I mean, I'm in love with Google Docs, for example, so I find that very fascinating.
Yes, I think for collaboration, which is definitely needed in this job and in most every job, I am a Google Doc fan, and a lot of things for collaborative efforts all day long electronic. But in terms of myself, the way that I organize, I keep going back to paper. And I think I've probably tried about 10 different versions electronically, but I just keep going back.
That's amazing. I was reading on the Hartford Business Journal website that you're an identical twin.
I am.
I bring that up because we have twins in our family, by the way, although boy and girl, and they're not identical. But what's it like being an identical twin?
You know, I know no different, but it's a lot of fun. So in grade school, we had switched places a few times. I would bring her in for show and tell. We have a lot of fun with it, dressing up, confusing our friends and family even to this day. But she was pretty funny when she had heard that I received this honor. She obviously congratulated me and then asked the question that, since she's also pictured in one of the images in the Business Journal, does that too mean that she's a winner? So I have to agree.
Well, I'm sure she's a winner. So make it 41 under 40, right?
Absolutely.
And did I read where fishing is a hobby of yours?
It is. I love to fish. I remember going to a dare fishing derby. I'm not even sure. It was probably third or fourth grade, and getting on and learning how to hook a worm, and it was disgusting the first time, but after that, kind of just going out on the lake, casting, relaxing, I like it a lot, and I think it's because you can't really speed it up, and it's something where you can just go out and relax and just take your time.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
Oh, I would say it's probably like a whopping 6 inches. I haven't gone out on the ocean as of yet, but I would like to do that maybe sometime this fall.
Well, I'll tell you, this is just incredible and a great honor for you. Anything else you'd like to add?
So I just want to thank the Business Journal and mentors.
We're losing you again.
Oh, apologies.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next group to come along.
Well, congratulations on your honor, and enjoy the rest of your vacation in Maine.
Great. Thank you so much.
Take care.